Okay, we're in Devarim and Beis Paraches, and we are discussing the activities that Shlomo HaMelech did in his Malchus. The past couple of Prakim, we've had the highlight of his life, and that is building the Beis HaMikdash, and last Parak we had the celebration, the two-week celebration of the Beis HaMikdash being built. I didn't mention that this is one of the sources that's brought the Ramban Ala Torah quotes that the idea of whenever there is a Kabbalah Satorah, that there is a chiyuv to have a party and a celebration. So Shavuos, that's why the Gemara says in Pesachim, Hakol Modim, that you need Lachem on Shavuos, and when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, that is the Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, that's reaching a level of Torah, so also there was a party. So we dealt with the party and the tefillah, and Hashem appearing to him, the Maris Laila that he has, and in this Perek, it's kind of a contrast, right? It talks about very mundane activities. One would think that right after that highlight, and we learned in the last parak that Shlomo sends them all out. Shilach es ha'am la'ahaleim. We'll talk about the spiritual revolution and the Baal Tshuva movement that is wrought at that time. But this parak is pretty mundane. It talks about Shlomo HaMelech expanding his borders and how much his army does, and he collecting taxes and setting up the Kohanim and the Levium and worrying about the Karbanos, making sure there are enough Karbanos. But that is the parak. Toward the end, we know he sets up a way that he could get special stones, Ophir, from other places. But that is the parak. Again, might be a little contrast. Remember, we saw the Medrash at the end of the last parak that discussed when Shlomo HaMelech, right after he built the Beis HaMikdash, he married Bas Paro. That was already the roots of the ultimate Chorban. Okay, now let's get into the parak. Vahimi Ketz Hashem Shana. It was the end of 20 years. Asher Bana Shlomo as Beis Hashem as Beiso. We mentioned in the last parak, right? Shlomo HaMelech, it took 7 years to build the Beis HaMikdash, and 13 years to build his house. Say, after those 20 years, so this is now some of the activities that happened. Ve'ha'arim asher nasan churam l'shlomo. The cities that churam gave to Shlomo, bana Shlomo osam. Shlomo built them. Shlomo built the cities that were given. What cities were these? Doesn't say. Va'yoshev sham has been a Yisrael. But there were some cities that churam gave to Shlomo, and Shlomo settled Bnei Yisrael in those cities. The Radak and the other Mefarshim here point out that in Sefer Malachim, it's exactly the opposite. Sefer Malachim, it's listed that Shlomo gave Hiram some cities. Right? The Radak here says, U'b'Sefer Malachim omer ki Shlomo nasam l'chiram esrim ir beres ha-galil. Ve'eino omer sh'nasam l'shlomo ela atzei arazim v'atzei broshim v'zom. It only said that Shlomo gave some wood and some gold. So I understand, one place it says one direction, and then it says the other direction. So the Radak says that Yitachin lefareish ki nasan Chiram l'Shlomo aremei arzo. Chiram did give Shlomo from his lands. Vahoshiv sham b'nei Yisrael kedei l'schazek b'hem. Chiram gave Shlomo from his lands, and Shlomo sent b'nei Yisrael to live in those cities to strengthen his malchus. V'Shlomo the opposite. Gamke nasan l'Chiram arim b'galil. V'zehay l'chazek abris b'neihem. This was all to strengthen the covenant and the agreement between them. And the Radak just says, each sefer is mashlim the other. The question that's asked by the Mefarshim is, there's an Isra of Lo Sachanim. There's an Isra of Lo Sachanim. You're not allowed to give a present. What is Lo Sachanim? The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf, mentions that there are three different Isurim of Lo Sachanim. One of them is not giving a non-Jew Chanoya Bakarka, not giving him a hold in the land of Israel. So how did Shlomo give Chiram? What it says in Malachim, how did Shlomo give this to Chiram? So some say, oh, maybe it wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, it was really in Syria, it was somewhere further out that David HaMelech had conquered, but it wasn't really included in the Isser. Others say, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, that maybe it was just it wasn't a present. Right? Whenever there's a purpose, right, it's not called a present. So this was, as the Psukim say, to strengthen his Malchus. Right, to strengthen the covenant and the peace treaty. It was like part of the peace treaty. That's not called chinam. That's not called for no reason. Right, and therefore the whole point is not giving a foothold to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, but per se, if there's a reason for it, so then it's good. Right, the big discussion of the hetamachira. See, the Yeshua's Malka, one of the Achronim, discusses what the Netziv discusses. Isn't there an Isra of Osachanim? Where the Netziv says in the Tshuvas, the Mesh of Davar, right? Shemitah is on his Ezra Abanan. But by giving to the guy, you're selling to the guy, it's a Daraisa. But the Yeshua's Malka, Yeshua Mikutna, says no. The whole point of Osachanim is now not to allow a stronghold, a foothold for Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. But usually that means when you sell them property, that's giving them a foothold. But what if selling them property allows you to stay in Eretz Yisrael and strengthens your own hold? So then that's exactly the opposite. Then it will be mutter. That's his suggestions. Here, Rabbi Yaakov also says, back in Malachim, he says, Shalohaisa kan matana. It wasn't just a matana. It was hechlifu b'nehem arim. They switched. They did a chalipin. And therefore, it wasn't a Nesina Gemura, it was a flip, and therefore it was okay. It wasn't an Isser of Lo Sechanim. Again, there's a lot to talk about there, but we'll leave that for now. So again, in our Psukim, though, it says that the cities that Huram gave Shlomo, Shlomo built them up. Vayelach Shlomo Chamas Tsova, Vayechezak Aleha. Shlomo goes to Chamas Tsova and Yechezak. What does Yechezak mean? The Mitzudas David, the Radak here says, Kavashosa. He conquered it. That's pretty unusual, because Shlomo, we know, is not an ish conquering. Is not an ish kibush. That's exactly why David HaMelech couldn't build the Mikdash, because he had blood on his hands. So this is the only reference we have to Shlomo HaMelech fighting any, maybe it wasn't a war. Maybe it was just a settling, right? Kibush. Kibush. How do you understand that? But that's what the Radak says here, a kibush. Vayivin is Tadmur Bamidbar, other places that he built. That's called Ari Miskenos, Asher Bana Bachamas, and all the Ari Miskenos, some say it means from the word poor, Miskain, and therefore he built up even the poor cities. Vayivin is Beis Charon HaElyon, Beis Charon HaTachton, other cities that he built. There's Baalatz, Kalari Miskenos, Asher Hayil L'Shlomo. He built all of these cities. Ari HaParashim, and all the cities for his chariots. Right, Shlomo HaMelech might have had too many chariots. Right, that's the, as we know, he says, I'm going to have a number of wives, I'm going to have money and all of that. But he had a whole city, Parashim. There's called Cheshek Shlomo. And all of his desires, we know there's a whole sefer called Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara, Shlomo Mivilna. Cheshek Shlomo, Asher Chashak Livnos B'Yerushalayim U'Balavanon. All the things that he desired, he built. Whatever he wanted to do, he was successful. Kol ha'om hanosar. And what about all the other nations that were left in the land of Israel at this time? Minachiti, Ha'emuri, Aprizi, Achiva, Avusi. All the other nations. Asher lo me'Yisrael hema. Min b'neim asher nosra achareim ba'aretz. And the descendants of those of nations. Asher lo kilu b'nei Yisrael. Who b'nei Yisrael did not destroy or drive out. Vayalim Shlomo lomas arayam azep. They stayed and they paid a tribute. They paid taxes to Shlomo HaMelech. Interesting. At that point, the nations were still existent. Emori, Prizi, Chiti, Yavusi, all the nations were existent. Later on, we know Sancherev was Mevalbel Kol Ha'umos. No, Sancherev came along, the Gemara says, and therefore nowadays, none of the halachas apply relating to the specific nations, because he was Mevalbel Kol Ha'umos. That's what the Rambam says in Perek Hei. Perek Hei of Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Zaseh Lahacharim Shiva Amamin. It's a mitzvah Zaseh to drive out the seven nations, Shenemar, that symbolize Avodah Zarah, that want to drive us out. We say you can live anywhere in the world except this little piece of land. This is for the Jewish people. They don't exist anymore, the Rambam says. Kfar Avad Zichram, so in the days of Shlomo, they did exist. But in the days when the Rambam wrote this, in the days of the Gemara, Kfar Avad Zichram. Interesting, the Rambam in the next halacha, in Parakei Halacha Hey, we discussed this in other contexts. V'chei mitzvah zaseh la'abed zecher amalek. It's a mitzvah zaseh to wipe out any amalek remembrance. Shenemar timcha zecher amalek. O mitzvah zaseh luzkar tamid ma'asav ha'ra'im ba'arei vaso. Mitzvah zaseh to always remember his evil deeds and what they wanted to do to us. Kedei la'orer evaso. Shenemar zacharit asher asalacha amalek. Mipi ashmu alamdu zachar bepet v'lo tishkach b'lei. You have to say it. That's what we call parsha zachar. She'aser lishkoach evaso v'sinaso. You cannot forget his hatred, what he did to us. End of halacha. So interesting, the Rambam does not say at the end of this halacha, the kfar avad zichram. So you might say, well, he said in the first halacha, so it's meant in the second halacha. But the Soloveitchik idea in the family suggests that maybe Amalek, there's no kfar avad zichram, because there are two types of Amalek. There's biological Amalek, that's kfar avad zichram. The nation of Amalek does not exist anymore. But there's also halachic Amalek. Any nation, any people that has as part of its charter to destroy the Jewish people, to destroy Bnei Yisrael, so they have the status of Amalek. B'mahutam, they're Amalek. Because Amalek is an idea also. It's an anti-Jew, anti-Hashem idea, and that's why it's not Kfar Avad Zichra. But in these days, as we just read in the Pesukim, there were these nations that existed b'yimei Shlomo HaMelech. They did not drive all of them out, and therefore they stayed, and they paid. And they pay tribute. They pay tribute. Min b'nei Amasher nosur achrei me'abaris. Okay, pasaches. Min b'nei Yisrael asher lo nasan shlomo l'avadim l'malachto. But the b'nei Yisrael Hashem did not make pay tribute and avadim. They were busy. They were busy in the army. Ki heima anshi amilchama. And l'chora, most of it was defense. Most of it was defense and security, because we know Shlomo HaMelech didn't fight too many wars. Kema anshi milchama v'sari shalishav v'sari richbo ufarashav. Right? It sounds like, it says, lo nasan shlomo l'avadim. It sounds like he didn't, but he could have. Sounds like he could have made them avadim. And that also is reflected in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, Perek Revi of Hilchos Melachim, that's all about the rights and privileges of the king. Rishus yesh lamelach litain mas al ha'am litzrachav o litzrach ha'milchamos. The king is allowed to tax the people for his needs or for his war needs. V'kotziv lo meches v'asur l'havriach min ha'meches. You cannot pay the taxes. Right, he's allowed to make rules. And he could send out he could take the best looking people for the army. He could use them for his chariots. Right, this is according to the opinion. Remember, it's a machlokas when Shmuel Hanavi said what the king could do. Was that just a threat? That because he didn't want them to keep asking for a king, or was that serious? Was that serious? So it seems like from the Rama was passing like it's serious, and these are the rights of the king. And whoever he needs to serve him in the Malchus, he could take. If he sees professionals, he sees an accountant, you're going to be the royal accountant. He sees anybody. He likes my car. He can take my car. And he has to pay for it. He has to pay for it, but he can take it if he wants. That's the Rambam Shita, that only the king is allowed to have a pilegesh, and many other halachas. Take my fields. Take my fruit. That is what the king's rights are. So it sounds like that he could have done that, and that's what it, the message that you get from this pasuk here, that the king Shlomo didn't take from Bnei Yisrael, but he could have. Interesting, the Duran and the Drasha says, because the king has such elastic power, that explains the mitzvah saseh that he has. But the king, we know, has to always have a sefer Torah with him. He has to write his own sefer Torah, not rely on the one that was given from his father, but he has to always have a sefer Torah with him, not only to write a separate one, but he has to keep one in his base ganazov, and one he always takes with him. Why? Why does he always have to take one with him? So explains the Ran, because he has such power to do whatever he wants, it could go to his head. Like the Ramban says in Sefer Dvarim, right? This is the remez to the Isser of Gaiva. Because even a king who might be appropriate to have Gaiva, he's not allowed to have. But the Ran says in the Drushas, that's why he has to have a Torah to kind of balance him out, to always remember that you're the king, but you're the king for Hashem. And you're Hashem Shliach, and all the things that the king has to have. He has to have the Lev Ha'am, has to be on his Lev. But that's what the Pasuk says here, that Shlomo HaMelech did not take them as avadim. Ve'ela sarei hanitzavim ashel hamelech Shlomo. What kind of officers did he have? Chamishim u'masayim, 250 arodim ba'am. And then Pasuk Yudal. Ve'ez bas paro, who he had married. Hela Shlomo mi'ir David. They were living in Ir David. But now Shlomo HaMelech brings her up. La'bayit asher banah lah, because he built her a house. He built the Beis HaMikdash, then he built himself a house, then he built her a house. Why didn't he leave her in Ir David? Interesting. Ki amar lo teshev ishali. Bebase David Melech Yisrael. You can't stay near David. Why? Because the Aron used to be near David. Ki kodesh heima asher bo aleim Aron Hashem. The Aron used to be near David, so it's not appropriate for me to be with my wife near David. That's interesting, but he's going to bring her up, and now she's even closer to the Beis HaMikdash. So it must be that the Beis HaMikdash had specific borders and mechitzas. There was kodesh kadashim, there was kodesh, so it was obviously separate. In near David, it was all houses. So maybe they were all connected. Right, the Radak in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki afal pi shlo haya ha'aron. Ki im be'echad me'abatim ha'mekudesh lo. Even though the Aron was only in one of the houses, afal pi kein, he wasn't in the house that she was living in, but said afal pi kein, chashav kal abatim ha'mekudashim. Kivan shenichnas sham ha'aron. The whole neighborhood had a special status because the Aron was in one of the houses. Again, unlike the Beis HaMikdash. And it says, She's not going to live there anymore, even though she was there for a couple of years. She was there. Avo Bekin, Yashrasham Beishana, Shenigma Melechas Beiso, and then he brought her up. So Bas Paro, again, very unusual. What's Bas Paro doing here? Shlomo Melech had everything. He could have had anybody. And he marries Bas Paro. Different pshatim of his kavana. Was he doing it to consolidate his malchus? Was he doing it because he really just had a taiva? Unclear. Oz hela Shlomo olas Lashem. We assume it was some type of Lashem Shemayim, but the Gemara says that it was not appropriate. Oz hela Shlomo olas Lashem. Shlomo Melech, make sure all the karbanos are brought. Al mizbach Hashem asher bana lefnei ha'ulam. On the Mizbeach. Ubedvar yom biyom, every day. Laha'alos kemitzvas Moshe. Like Moshe Rabbeinu told us, all the karbanos, l'shabasos, v'lechadoshim, v'lamoados. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yantif, shalosh pa'amim bashana, v'chag ha'matzos, v'chag ha'shavuos, v'chag ha'sukos. Shlomo made sure the Beis HaMikdash was running properly. All the karbanos, he made sure. Right, what's the first part of the pasuk? Yom biyom. Maybe that's a remes to the karban tamid. The Karban Tamid, and all, like in Parshas Pinchas, it starts off talking about the Karban Tamid, and then gets into the Karbanos of Shabbos and Yontif, but that's the Karbanos that Shlomo is made sure, right? The Karban Tamid is the first Karban every day, the last Karban every day, separate mitzvahs asay. The Sefer HaChinuch counts in mitzvah Tuf Aleph. The Rambam counts in mitzvah Lamites, the mitzvah of Karban Tamid. Why is that interesting? There's only one mitzvah of Karban Tamid. You bring two karbanos to meet them, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. The Ramban argues. The Ramban said there should be two mitzvahs of karban tamid, just like there should be two mitzvahs of kriyashma and two mitzvahs of ktores. There should be two mitzvahs and zmana shalzu, lo zmana shalzu. Each one is a different time, and they're not ma'akev each other. So why does the Rambam and the Chinuch follows him? Why does the Rambam count it as one mitzvah? That's the problem that the Ramban has with the Rambam. They should all be counted as two mitzvahs. So if Soloveitchik explained. Maybe the Rambam thinks that the time issue is not a problem for the Rambam. Because sometimes you can have a concept of a chalos zman ha-mitzvah before you can actually do the mitzvah. So for example, there's a raya from a Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Lama Gimel, that when does the status of lulav start? Or hadasim? It starts when yatav starts, the night of Sukkot. What do you mean? You can't shake a lulav until the next morning. You can't shake a lulav at night. But there's a raya that Rashi says, Mishakidesh Hayom. Once the day starts, it's already called a lulav, even though you can't shake the lulav until the next day. And maybe that's the same thing with shofar. There's a Ramah in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah that quotes this Rashi. Maybe shofar too. Shofar, it has to be, it's called a shofar already at night, and there are nafkaminas about when it starts being called a chefza shal mitzvah. So too, the Karban Tamid might be Mechuyev right when the day starts. Both of them are Mechuyev. And both of them Kriyashma. But it's just that you can't fulfill them. You can't fulfill them all at the same time and it's spread out. But it doesn't mean that it has to be counted as two. It's really two parts of one idea. There's a lot of rias to that about the Chalos HaMitzvah before the actual time that the mitzvah can be performed. We've spoken about Bris Milah in the past. Bris Milah, when does the child become an Arel? It could be on Leil Ches. The night before. You can't do Bris Milah yet, but he's already an Arel, because now the Chiyav kicked in, even though you can't actually fulfill the Chiyav yet. So that's an important discussion that comes up in Mary's different sugyas. Yantif also here, the Chagim are called by their formal names, Matzos, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, but we know there are other names. Right? The Rebbe Levi Yisrael Mibraditchev notes that we call Pesach, Pesach. We call the 7 days of Pesach, but really in the Torah, Pesach is only Erev Pesach. Pesach Lashem is Erev Pesach, and it's the 7 day holiday of Chag HaMatzos. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak says, because we always praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu always praises us. Right, the Gemara in Brachos, what does it say in our tefillin? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. He's always praising us, we're always praising Hashem. The Kleyakar in Parshas Matos, Hashem says to Moshe, go take Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, Me'is HaMidyanim. And Moshe turned around and says, let's take Nikmas Hashem Me'is HaMidyanim. Because it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the covet. So again, each of them are worried about the other one's covet. So too, Pesach is about Hashem's greatness. Hashem passed over us. Matzah is how we had emunah, we went out without our bread being baked. Lech techacharei b'midbar. So that's why Hashem always calls it Chag HaMatzos, but we call it Pesach. Sometimes you have in the Torah that the holidays are called based on the agricultural time of year. Parshas Mishpatim, Chag HaKatzir, Chag HaAsif. Right, and that's and Aviv. Why? So why is there such a focus on agriculture? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky gives two suggestions in Mishpatim. Number one, to reflect growth. that just like whatever's going on in the physical world is going on in this upper worlds. So if you see growth, Pesach time, that's when growth is possible in the world, even in the spiritual realm, upstairs. Or we Hashem uses nature to talk to us, right? There's no rain, he's talking to us. So again, there's a lot, many messages about why the Torah would formulate it in terms of seasons. The parak continues and says that Vayamik Mishpat David Aviv, he split up the Kohanim and the Levim into the Mishmaros, Velosaro Mitzvah Samelach HaKohen Levim, Lechol Dover Lotzaros. He did exactly what Shlomo, his father, did. And the Pasuk says in Pasuk Tezayin, Vatikon Kol Melech HaShlomo Arayom Musar Beis Hashem, Varkloso. It was complete, Shalem Beis Hashem. It was a complete, running, functioning, Beis HaMikdash. And the parak ends off, Us Halach Shlomo Les Yom Gaver, he goes to a couple of other places by the water, maybe he sets up a naval area, Vayishlach Lo Churam Biyad Avadav, Onios, he has boats, Vavadim, Vayavo Im Avdei Shlomo, they come to Ophir to get gold from there, and they bring it back to Shlomo. Again, a very mundane parak as compared to the previous ones that we have had. Next parak, Hashem, we'll get into the visit of Malkas Shiva. We'll stop here.